Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bitter Jurors podcast. We are a queer survivor superfan podcast, and we are here to talk about episode 4 of season 44, three fours. And I could not do this alone. I could not complain about some twists and be, get excited about this cast with anyone other than my co-hosts, Derek Reining and Sam Stanish.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, family.
You came, you saw, you conquered.
Did you miss me?
And we needed some reinforcements this week. Of course, we always like to have a guest. And I am just so, so delighted by our guest. I would describe this person as one of the shining lights of casting in recent years. They're certainly one of the shining lights of season 41. Just a wonderful, positive person whose positivity radiates off the screen. I'm so excited to speak with Nasir Mutalif.
Yes. Hey, Christine.
I messed you up.
No, you're perfectly fine. Sometimes I do mess up my last name, so it's okay. We all have different accent, right? So, Hey, we know. Oh, good. So when you say 444, Jeff cannot say drop the four, keep the four, right?
It has to be. No, he can't.
I mean, drop one of the fours, keep one of the fours.
Yeah.
Maybe he would say like drop four women, keep the other four women. Which is, I don't know how many women do we have left?
Five women, five queens remain.
Okay.
Five queens stand before me.
Right. Yeah. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, Nasir. Because I'm trying to remember 41, it was not so lopsided, if I remember correctly. I feel like I would remember. Do we have off the top of our heads, does anyone remember what
The thing of Survivor in the new era that people have been saying is that there's only been two tribes so far that the first person from that tribe is not a woman, and Yasa was one of those tribes. And then Yasa went to tribal twice pre-merge, and they voted out a man both times, so it was a little evener.
Yes, more balanced out. But yes, Nasir, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's because of like the tribe size? Like, what's your take on all this?
It's a tough call, you know. As a viewer, as I'm sitting back home and watching, right? It's different story when you are in the island. Mm-hmm. So when you see, let's say there are 18 castaways, let's start from the day one, right? Then you will look at every single person as a survivor. It's not just like, okay, we have. He's a strong, maybe, you know, he's a beast. We don't look at anybody like that, right? Everyone. So for me, I understand if it looks kind of like, wow, yeah, the women get voted off or voted out. For me, it's again, I don't know, it's a tough call, to be honest with you. Again, if you're in the game, it's totally different feeling, right? Looking at from the couch and having a beer or tea, whatever, it's totally different perspective when you are watching from home. So far, I'm really enjoying this season 44. It's a very, how can I put this one? You can see some characters, right? Definitely, you saw on season 41, I was there, just right? You see that there is a brain shield, there is a, like, whatever, meat shield, and we have all kind of personalities here. Like, for an example, like, Carolyn. Can you imagine, like, I would love to play with her.
I definitely relate to Jam Jam, like, I feel like Jam Jam would sooner vote himself out than vote Carolyn out, is the vibe.
Maybe before this episode.
Jam Jam, I think that, you know, Jeff always talk about the deprivation, the starvation, get you, yada, 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 right? So I think Jam Jam is kind of losing his the funny movement. It's getting a little bit towards... Did you feel like that from last episode?
He was, getting very gamey, I guess would be the word. Like, he was, like, ordering the troops. He was, like, throwing Carolyn's name out there in front of Carolyn. it was a lot. I feel like he's gone a little militant. Maybe the power's going to his head.
He's a little snippy. He's getting frustrated with people, which is funny.
Yeah, and
that is his strategy.
Yeah, and it definitely speaks, like, I think, to the elements. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, like, you know, they were all having fun the first few days, and now he's like, Carolyn, I'm the threat. They don't care about you. It's going to come off a lot more harsh when you're tired and you're hungry, and it led to some really fun conflict here. I hate to see my favorite people fight, but, you know, you can tell the game is getting to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely getting to them. I can feel that because, again, the hungry and deprivations over there. And again, the shelter, if you don't have a good night's sleep, I mean, forget about good night's sleep, at least 1 or 2 hours sleep. But Jam is sleeping good because you can see. I use not a lot.
I like never notice the shelters on the on Survivor almost ever at all. But this episode, they showed the Stoka shelter for a prolonged period of time, and it looks so nice, so comfortable to sleep in. It's like huge. It's well raised off the ground. There are so many fronds on top of it. Just like, it looks great. I would go stay there.
Well, Sam, just wait to hit a couple days of rain. That shelter.
I'll go when it, I'll check my weather app before I head to the Soka Beach.
Yes, that's smart.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was just so we don't just brush past it, but just to talk more about the women being voted out thing, like, I agree with what Nasir was saying. Like, I think there's more, that, like, obviously, optically and overarching story-wise, especially with 43 that just happened, like, the same thing in the pre-merge, like, it's easy to notice the trend of women being voted out, obviously, but I understand what Nasir was saying, where, like, all of these situations arise for so many different reasons. And then it's these like tiny little decisions that make up these broader patterns that we see. And I think for the most part, the frustration comes from maybe production, like maybe not changing things up and making it sort of more difficult for like players to
focus on maybe challenge strength.
Yeah, they're making it easier for, like, I think the small tribes, like Derek was saying, is kind of like, I think when we know that it's going to be small tribes and that the players have not seen a swap in a very long time, they're only anticipating that's going to be what they have experienced so far over the past several years of the show. And so I'm glad that they've finally swapped again, even if it is this kind of like tiny little swap. And hopefully that helps, women not be overarchingly voted out going forward.
Absolutely. And also, I like that swap. It never happened this way, right? This is the first time it's...
I think so.
Yeah, not this exact way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had like many, like not full swaps before, but this is like very unique, obviously. And another very unique part of it is that they all got idols.
Yeah. Exactly. Where is Idol for Nasir? Right?
Exactly.
You had to say a crazy phrase. Now they're just handing them out.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Nasir, speaking of the swap, when you were playing on 41, I have two questions. Which tribe would you have wanted to be swapped over to, and who on the other tribes would you have wanted swapped to the blue tribe in different scenarios?
Ooh.
See, to be honest with you, like when we were until get to merge, we were all our six, we were strong, but we were not strong as a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I want to go as strong, even though, because we know that what Ua, right? Ua had only two left and Yasa four. So four or three, I don't remember. I'm getting old now. So so if we go six is strong, even though if they merge together, still we have our numbers. But it did not happen, then I want to go with Yasa.
Nice. Yeah.
But it did not happen that way.
Of course.
I went with Ua. So, again, that's why the game changes every single minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what exactly happened, right? Like, we don't know. I was thinking maybe like previous season or the new era season, they will go talk and they will have some kind of maybe an extra vote or something. Then they swap and send each other. On top of that, they gave an extra idol. Either way, you're safe. If you don't feel good, if you're on the bottom in the new tribe, go play your idol. That's what Josh did, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, would there ever be a scenario where, especially with like an expiring idol, I feel like I'm 100% playing it that first.
Yeah.
Like if I've been swapped onto a new tribe, I'm just playing it, even if I like feel good. Like, I just think it makes way more sense. Honestly, I'd rather just get it out of the way.
Exactly.
Imagine if you, like, I could not put myself, if put yourself in the mindset of someone who is has known these people for like an afternoon.
Yeah.
And like, is like, I totally trust every single thing they're saying. Like, I feel feeling completely safe in that scenario. It would take a real, a very special sort to do that.
Yeah, like this version of this twist, like, just, I was a little like worried about like the, you know, doing it after a reward challenge. Like, that's so little time. I'm like, they kind of had to give them an idol. Like, there's like, there are ways, if you're the one person on swapping to a majority, there are ways to survive, but you're not going to figure those out in a few hours. And so, yeah, like, with how little time they have, like, they kind of, yeah, you have to, like, unless you're like, you've got, you know, the most confidence in the world. Like, I just, that's so little time, and people are running off course doing confessionals and stuff. Like, that's even shorter amount of time when you think about like what's going on in the show. And so I'm glad they incorporated the idol, because this would have been a really, really unfair swap, given the timing. Yep. But it is kind of crazy. Like, when they walked up and they just got free idols, it was like, oh, okay, we're just like doing that. But with the timing, I think it makes sense to like give them some sort of out if they can't, you know, make an in those few hours.
But to Josh's credit, he did make an in. Like, it was tied. Even if he hadn't played the idol, like, they would have made... I don't really know what the rules would be, but maybe there's fire, maybe there's rock draw. I think there would be a rock draw between Carolyn and Jam Jam if they like were deadlocked like that. Yeah. And so like, he was pretty safe, but the idol was like a good, I mean, there's just no way you don't play your idol in that scenario.
Yeah, he knows it, even though like he said that he's going to play for Carolyn, but he's doing it. As Carolyn, Christine said, there's not enough hours or time to talk to anyone. You'll be pulled in immediately for confessionals or you know, because you can't just talk to someone else, or you have to be all, you know, together. Otherwise, it's obvious that he's trying to build a strategy. So, yeah.
And then the other tribes, like, it does seem like Carson is being shown to, like, I mean, it seems like he and Matthew are going to be connected. And so maybe he won't need to play his idol, but I do think that Jamie, if anyone could do it, I think it could be Jamie. She swapped onto this tribe where there are two pairs that are working together. And so I feel like I just trust the power of Jamie. And I think that one of them is going to want to pull her in.
She's a very good talker. She knows how to keep it. Yeah, Carson is smart, right? He's smart. Mm-hmm. And the way now he has his idol, I mean, it's gonna take at least a couple other episodes, or at least another 5 episodes before get to some way merge, right? And we don't know anything, so at least he can use it next time, if not, right? So, because because Matthew, I don't think that he can last long with his shoulder.
No,
yeah, that seems bad. Yeah, did anyone on your season get injured, like? Or get close to being injured? Like, was there any like scary situation like that? Or were you guys all good?
Sydney went and tried. She's a good swimmer. She went and it was the high tide was really bad. I wanted to go. Like, I walked to the reef all the way. Then I'm like, whoa, the waves, the current, like, crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not going to kill myself. Rather. Yeah. Go and climb a coconut tree, you know. So,
but not a giant rock.
no, of course it's, you know, it's not easy. So then she tried to help the tribe. So then she came with all her face, and all, the entire back was so many cuts. Yeah, man. And also Danny. Matter of fact, Danny, he did not collapse or something. He just sat down. You remember the slingshot that? On that day was one of the hardest day. So after like, at least Danny tried, give a shot, like at least 10, then he came and just sit down. But no medic, like, we did not call the doctors or anyone, but, you know. But
yeah,
that was it, I assume, yeah.
Yeah, I just like can't imagine, especially this group, like it feels like every other day someone, like, they gotta call in the medics. It's scary. I don't know why. They're just feeling extra adventurous this year or something. I don't know.
Matthew is not I like the way he's playing, but unfortunately why did he do it? Why does he want to put that? Seriously?
That's what I've been asking myself and everybody who would listen since I saw it. Why?
What was the reason?
Why would he do this? It was like
go
day
for
two.
A swim. Like what? There is no way there is going to be an idol on top of that rock. Do you want to
no
scenery after vacation? After Survivor, go take your family, go for a vacation. You can enjoy so like a bungee jumping or something if you want.
Wait for the episodes to air. You'll see that from a drone shot. You'll see what's up there. Just wait.
My God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, anyway. But Matthew. At least I feel like he's doing well strategically. I think he's obviously in a very, very good position on his tribe. Yeah, good for him. It's just like, yeah, it would really suck to go out on a shoulder injury, especially like one that was self-inflicted for no reason.
No, he did great. Even that slingshot one right before the swimming challenge, he was even still he went up and just he did it. I'm like, whoa, that hurts.
Yeah.
The Ratu tribe is so confusing. Like only two people have voted, and one of them has now been removed and replaced by Carson. And so I think that they really just have no idea. I would have no idea who's really with who. And I think that it's just like so confusing. But it does seem like Matthew is in a good position from what we know.
Yeah, but he's trying to go lie with Carson too. Carson is smart. He's smart, you know. He's an asset, right? He's a student.
Yeah. I love Carson so much.
He can try to send a rocket to the Mars or whatever. This
could be piece of for him. Yeah, Carson's go ahead.
Oh no, you go.
I was just gonna say Carson is the fun character. I also feel like he's I feel like we talked about this last week, but he definitely feel like he is very young. And I don't think he's like lying about how young he is, which I don't know. I feel like that might be, it seems like every young person who goes on thinks they need to lie about it. I feel like maybe Carson has the right idea of just like, just be honest. I feel like people would probably respect you more if you just were like, yeah, I am really young and I'm out here and I'm doing it.
There was
be honest. Yeah, be honest, but don't be too honest like me.
Why about everything else? Just tell the truth about your age.
Well, I think that's the issue that Josh is facing out there.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Claire was saying that it was hard for them to like connect with him because he lied about being a doctor and like he did what like we saw this week, like there was just like a wall up because he was like trying to keep his story straight or whatever. And so it's like if you are lying about like how you spent 11 years of your life, it's going to be difficult to maintain that for the game.
Yeah, that was brutal. Like when she was like, you're a surgeon, right? Like that's where you have to just like, all right, I was hoping to keep that under wraps, but you just have to let it go. Like he just like to go onto a new swap tribe and immediately to try to weave this convoluted lie about your past. And he was obviously hoping they would buy it. But it's just one of those things. Like, I don't think like him being a surgeon, like it's going to like, we're still in the tribal portion of the game. They're going to view that as an asset. If you're really good at puzzles, you have really steady hands. Like there's ways you can spin that without being like, I'm super smart. You should be scared of me. But like at this point in the game, it feels like doing a little too much and it just hurt him.
Additionally, it's just like, I think he has like the medical caduceus or whatever that's called, like the snakes, yeah, the snakes on the thing, like tattooed on him. And so it's like, you literally can't say you're a personal trainer. Like, you can say you're a nurse or something. Like,
he really loves Grey's Anatomy.
Say something you have the lived in day to day experience of understanding what that life is like. He's like, I got really into going to the gym and so I became a personal trainer. It's like, that's not a one-to-one. It's not A to B. You're going so far away from like who you actually are that it'll never work.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, like any lawyers or doctors or any rich people, let's put it that way, they should be worried to tell the truth. I mean, like, because if they get to final three, then you may not get vote because they okay, the rich person, right? We don't have to give that $1 million. It's rather give to someone else. But at this stage of the game, I mean, like, it doesn't matter. Be honest, just move on and play your game. I met recently, I met a watch party with Matt and Helen in San Francisco, I met a guy. He's trying to be trying to apply. He applied several times, and he's a lawyer. And he said he had a lot of information. He wrote it down, how he'll be strategic, how he wants to play, and that and this one. Then I will lie that I won't tell you that. I will not tell I'm a lawyer. I'm like, no, just be honest. At least to a couple people, be honest, right? So that way, because at a certain point on Survivor, it doesn't matter. We know all about, okay, this is Sam, this is Derek, this is Christine. That is how we are playing. We don't think about your profession or what you do, you know? So we are at that moment we have to play.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's just like you're giving people another reason to like talk behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, what are they hiding? Why are they lying to us about this? I just think you're just making it harder on yourself if you're lying like that. Unless you're like the world's best liar, in which case, go for it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of like times this has worked successfully, and I like literally can't. I mean, Tony went in and was like, I'm a construction worker, and Sarah like instantly was like, you're a cop, and then like he was like yeah, okay, you're right. So it's just like I cannot think of a time that someone lying in this way was like this major part of their game.
That didn't work out for Sherry and Kara Moen.
True. She did own some McDonald's, I think.
She revealed she was like a millionaire at the tribal council.
Oh,
right.
Oopsie. Nasir, did you ever consider lying? Like, or was it always just like, that's ridiculous? Like, that's just not going to be how I play the game.
Oh, like in terms of lying?
Like, but, what's your, like, were you like, I'm going to change this about my backstory? Like, whatever.
Was honest, but I did not tell I'm a sales broker. I said I'm in hospitality, so mm-hmm. I can't.
Right.
Right. I'm friendly, I hope. It's easy to tell that he's some kind of service industry, right? So anything else, like I try to not to tell my back, like my past history, what I did, because that can hurt in terms of when you get into, I was waiting until to tell during. But then I just tried to be honest, but at the same time, I was really, I'm like, I talk, pause, then I talk again. So I always think before I say something.
Sure.
All right. No.
But and that's something you have experience with, right? Like we were talking before the show, and you were like, you managed a hotel before, and like you worked in hospitality. Yeah. So you can speak to those life experiences.
Exactly. That's what I have enough story to tell. You know what I mean? So, and again, everybody, when you tell her, like Sydney, she said straightforward, she's a lawyer. And Danny, he did not. But I told even when I met him at the airport, he's a football player. I told him, he's like, no, bro, I played, but I didn't, okay.
You know? Sure, Danny.
Sure, Danny. he said he played for high school. I'm like, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I guess that's not a lie. At least he did play in high school, but then like, he kept playing.
Exactly. He was telling me, like, I'm in hospitality. I'm in the service industry. It's the same way. Yeah. But I think it's okay. I don't know. Depending on... But season 41 is a different situation. We were the guinea pigs, right? For season 44. And, right? Everything now is happening perfectly. All the merge. All the twist and... Because... they used us to learn those stuff.
You're the oldest sibling of the new era. It's like, yeah, they're trying things out with you.
Okay, you want to try something? Okay, bring Nasir. Bring season 41 back.
Bring him back.
First.
Oh my gosh. I'm down. That would be my favorite twist. You know, just drop Nasir in the middle of the season. Why not?
That's like Survivor Israel did with Rupert.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Survivor, anything can happen, right? Because, like, Cochran, that's how he came, right?
True. Just for a little visit.
He and Debbie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, if they should send you in, I feel like you could be, like, the island life consultant. Like, you could kind of, like, usually they bring in, like, a native Fijian. I feel like they need, like, a Call Nasir moment. Like, bring in Nasir. He'll show us how to climb up trees and stuff without injuring our shoulders.
I will not show them how to climb that mountain rock.
Yeah, Nasir, we were talking to Evie recently, and because Franny from this season has come out on Twitter and was like, unless you're really good at weaving palm fronds, weaving them together doesn't really do that much. You're better just finding a bunch of palm fronds that you can stack up. And Evie was like, that's true, but if you are really, really good at it, like Nasir is, then like it's worth it. And so maybe you could fly out there and show them how to weave the fronds.
Oh yeah, I would love to. Anytime. No, I built a really it's a great shelter. I remember Liana came and said that, wow, this is like Hilton. it was amazing experience. Yeah, palm fronds, there is a way to view those stuff. Otherwise, no matter how many palm fronds you're gonna put on top. That's why I said, Sam, just wait until rain. You will see that shelter.
I'm looking at pictures of the Luvu shelter right now, and it does look very impressive.
That is
again, you have to enjoy, right? Enjoy those moments. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I feel it seems like the cast is having a lot of fun.
For sure.
Yeah. And I don't know. This is just a fun group. That's what makes me sad when we kind of lose seeing them so much when we have all these advantages flying around. I feel like we just don't have the time in the episode to really see more of the people.
Yeah. No, also, you know what I like about, like, really, season 44 is all about you see, they have an idol, they play the same day, they don't hold until, because when we were playing, it's a different story, right? Even I was holding on to it, that's the reason, right? So, like a Xander, he did not play until final four or final the last day of final five, right? Mm-hmm. So, here, if you see Brandon played on the day one, right, when he found the idol, and then same thing happening, and like. And also, I love the idea, the idol in the cage with the dummy idol, the whole purpose. Yeah, okay, you get this one and create a fake idol. I'm sure Sarah's enjoying her idol at home now.
I know, of course, Sarah.
Yeah, like, let's talk about, so at the very top of the episode, we get the mysterious ex that was in the cage. What do we think of Carolyn's strategy there? That was very funny, and it clearly did something. But,
it was well. I laughed at first, but it was well thought out.
Yeah,
yeah. And all, no, nobody will believe that Carolyn has an idol. You know, she has the way she reacts to things that just I don't think no one played like Carolyn personality on Survivor.
Mm, no,
you know, it's really, you know, wow. I'm really enjoying watching. I'm like, Carolyn Shiga is supposed to get more airtime. You know?
I know. She's the star. I feel like, and that's, I've been watching in recent years, I've like gotten people into the show. And I feel like Carolyn, I feel, has like generated the most buzz with like these new fans that I brought in. It's just like, there's something about her that makes everyone excited to watch her play the game.
I agree for the most part, but I have started a pool at work. We like all put in $5 and we got like we randomized teams, and the new people who are watching do not like Carolyn. Like we had to bring someone in because like we needed an extra person, and she is like, I hate Carolyn. And I'm like, literally, you don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't understand that. Like all my like literally we got like me and my friends got someone else to like join in like it last like had never watched the show before, but she's like, I'll watch this week purely because we're like, you have to see this woman, Carolyn. And she was instantly enthralled.
I think something that's at play here, obviously she's a big personality and, you know, you can't make everyone like you, but I think, you know, like, and I don't want to make assumptions about why people might not like Carolyn. It's just, she's just so authentic and like so unconcerned with being like cool or like being chill or like pleasing others. And I think that makes people who are like kind of like really like cool, quote unquote cool, or like, you know, like, oh, she's so annoying. Like, no, she's just being herself. Like, you know, you don't have to be best friends with her. And like, I get if you're not the biggest fan of someone, you don't want to see him on TV a lot, but like, she's really just like, that's what she is. It's just like fully authentic and lets herself feel things and isn't afraid to hide it. And I'm so glad to see it's working out for her so well in the season, with Josh immediately, you know, clicking with her and wanting to play an idol on her. Like, I think that speaks to it. It works, like, in terms of like the, that speaks to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I am really happy for her because, as you said, she's really being who you are. Be who you are. Done. you know, enjoy your moment.
Yeah, would you well, Nasir, if you and Carolyn were on a season together, would you work with her?
I would love to. Yeah. But I would have a hard time figuring out, is she really doing that or not?
Yeah.
It's like, what is it? What exactly the reaction all about? Like, as a viewer, we can see that, but exactly happened now. Like, if one-on-one, like, you know, and it's hard to trust, I would say.
Right.
Well, is... if couple days, if you play with her, definitely, yeah. Now I know Caroline, so if I go back again and Caroline comes, and you know, it'll be fine. Yeah.
I would love to see that happen. You too, just like riding it out to the end.
I think that both Carolyn and Nasir would be first calls for casting to cast an All-Star season.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I just like what did we think of the, you know, by Felicia discussion at Tribal Council?
Yeah, it was funny that I guess Jam Jam was the only one. Like Jam Jam obviously was like saying, you know, by Felicia, like, which is like a turn of phrase. I think from the movie Friday, but it's like just like part of the cultural vernacular. But it was funny to me that, like, Carolyn didn't seem to recognize that. So she thought, like, Felicia was just, like, an insert name or something. It's just, like, a very, very funny conversation to watch.
Yes. Jeff being like, who is that? That is so funny. I really couldn't believe what I was watching when that conversation took place.
Yeah, it was very funny. I don't know. Were there any... big tribal moments like that for you guys? I feel like the 41ers, you guys were a little quieter at tribal than this.
We are quieter? No, we are the one, I would say. No, well, it's a different way we can put this one, right? Like, you see that, you haven't seen that immediately the tribal goes live, like, talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
To,
yeah.
In season 41, it's every single night was a chaos.
Yeah.
You know, it's always on each other, but this one, it's a great moment. Oh, of course, that's a chaos moment. Like, it's crazy moment. These are great moments, I would say, you know.
And do we think Carolyn like knew for sure what, like, she was going to be safe, or do we think that this was like genuine on her part, like she just genuinely was not sure if she was going to make it through the tribal?
I think, well, to me, I think that she was unsure, because I think that if she was fully with Jam Jam and Sarah and knew that, like, they were with her, but she wanted to flip, I think that she would have just talked to Josh and been like, well, I'm still going to vote for you, and you vote out some, like, Sarah or whatever. Because, like, she could have just, like, pretended to still be with Jam Jam while, like, getting Josh's trust. Like, she could have played the middle. But I think she was really worried that Jam Jam was flipping it on her because she tried to, like, tie the vote with Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But correct me if I'm wrong. Well, Josh, he told that he has an idol he's going to play for her. But Carolyn, she's not. She did not tell her that she has an idol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one knows. Yeah.
So I love the gameplay. Like, stick to it. If you find an idol, that's yours. Do not share with anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she's playing that game.
And even in Matthew and Carson's conversation, Matthew's lying about a couple different things in the conversation, but he was like, Jamie has an idol, and we told each other we wouldn't tell anybody about it, but I'm telling you now. And I mean, we didn't see Carson be like, oh, I have an idol, like that kind of thing. I think people are getting, I think that everyone's learning from Marianne, you know, just keep things to yourself.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's like poker. It's like, why are you showing people your hand? Like, let's just, you gotta keep it close to your chest.
Yeah.
And also, what I have noticed, become normal. Everybody going through everybody's bag. If they have little doubt, they immediately look, let's go check the bags. You know what I mean? I don't know if every single season they did that, but lately we can see that, okay, you know, let's clear out this doubt, and they go and check the bags.
Yeah, what do we think of Nasir? Do you think it's all fair, is on Survivor, like you would have no problem? Or do you think Danny did something wrong by just like scrounging through Jamie's bag?
You mean that is it okay to check out this?
Would you be mad or would you be like, no, this is Survivor. You can do that.
Yeah, totally fine. This is the reason I said I always, because you will know immediately. Like I, for me personally, when I put my shoes or my whatever, all the clothes, I fold in a certain way. So if they take it out, I would know immediately. So when idol, I never kept my idol in the bag. I always go and hide somewhere else because if somebody else found, but it's already found by someone else, right? So they can climb that. Mm-hmm. So I never keep anything in my bags, especially idol. If there is an advantage or idol, I don't keep it in the bag.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I just don't understand the pearl clutching that is surrounding idol or running, hunting through people's bags, especially because it doesn't even work. Like, it doesn't do anything because people don't keep things in their bags in the first place. Like, they did it, and like Danny did it, and Franny was like, I mean, if that's something you're comfortable with, then I'll be your lookout. I'll be in on it or whatever. She has a very weird energy in that part. But like, then they looked through it, and it wasn't, JB had it with her or whatever, and Matt was like, yeah, she probably is just holding on to it, like keeping
yeah,
it with her.
Yeah.
So it didn't even do anything. So it's not, it's, to looking through people's bags is whatever. Like, it, who cares?
Yeah. So it shows immediately, for an example, if you are carrying the whole same bag, same stuff, I'm sure you have everyone, they have their own way of folding clothes or whatever, right? Then that is how you organize things. So
that's very super spy, I feel like, to be like,
I'll put
the shirt this way with the collar tucked this way.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, they would never get one over on you, Nasir. Well, I feel like that honestly would be a great place to put the fake idol.
Yeah.
Well, you could plant it in someone else's bag and then be like, or maybe you like have it in your sleeve and you're like looking through someone's bag and then you're like, oh my god. Yeah, but you wouldn't want to leave a fake idol in your bag that's the same thing as everybody thinking you have a real idol. Yeah.
That's fair.
Especially you should put in the night, right? Nighttime when everybody falls asleep, then you just stick it into it, then they may think that production did it. Then when they woke up, then they'll be like, whoa, I have my idol like Sarah, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the people with the fake idols need to like go ham with this, like just like pure chaos, which was what Carolyn was doing. Like, I'm just gonna like, which I think is so funny. I wonder if they thought like production thinks we're morons and like just like, someone's gotta find this idol, so we're gonna like put a red X up.
Well, see, that really worked out nicely, right? I wasn't thinking like, well, X, maybe she was. I was thinking at the first place when I saw, maybe she just want to put some two stick to just make it crazy. Then she put an X. Then the other castaways are there smart. Oh, yeah, something X. Let's go find that X.
Mm-hmm. I would have. To me, X, I'm like thinking like no more idol. I would have thought, oh, no, we didn't open it in time and now it's gone. Like. It was just very funny.
And poor Sarah, I feel so bad for her. like it's these fake idols are fun, but it also, I do feel bad for everyone finding them, because you know, like Jamie with the Matthew one, at least he made that, so it's like, you know, there's the level of it wasn't made by production, but I feel so bad for Sarah. And then Matt, I keep forgetting Matt has it too. And Sarah, her final words being like, I joined a club of those like voted out with idols in their pocket. It's like, oh girl, no, you didn't.
You don't. You don't even get to be part of that club.
She can be in my club.
Yes. Exactly.
I do think she's the first person to be voted out with a fake idol, though.
It's while still believing it's real, for sure. Sure.
Right.
Well, other people will play their fake idol, so they didn't leave with it. But that's in the fire.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it could have been better. Like, you know, sometimes when they go out, then they can put a note. They go to exile or some other island. There is a place they can put some stuff. This whatever extra would go to someone who's already playing. You know, they should have created something like, okay, all right, you are going home with your idol in pocket. Put this idol in this one to someone that who's playing, right? Still in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe that Sarah can, that fake idol go to someone else. Again, then that person, we can think, all right, Sarah left me an idol. Then that player will be full too.
That would be so mean. I don't give Jeff any ideas. I don't put it past them to do that. No, like,
it would be nice. So it would be Sarah, she's really nice, but at the same time, here we go.
Yeah, no, then she didn't play it, and she also, I keep forgetting, she went out with the inheritance advantage, so I'm wondering if they're going to hide that, because they like to just, when some advantages get played, they really want to get played. I think they might hide it again.
I think that they would. I think that that advantage has a lot of legs to me. I think that it, like, could go, it's a good idea, and so I hope someone does play it eventually.
Yeah, I forgot that that was a thing. There's just, like, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
there's too many things
to, like, keep track of.
Yeah, like Derek was saying before, there are so many advantages in idols. Like, and it's upsetting because it feels like we didn't really get to see a lot of the, like, we had a swap this episode. I want to see these people interact with new people. Like, I want to see Jamie and Danny speak to one another. Like, that's going to be so weird and wild when we eventually see them interact. But, like, every scene on the new tribes is about, like, do we think they have an idol? They probably have an idol. They're saying they don't have an idol, but I bet they do. And it's like that kind of stuff. And I want to see Josh and Jam Jam hang out.
Camp life, yeah. Absolutely. That's what we are missing. I think there are so many twists. These new twists are great. Twists are great, but at the same time, they have to show a little more camp life. It'll be nice, you know, sit and talk. You know, then it will show, like Sam said. Otherwise, it's kind of tough. It's a challenge, reward challenge, swap, idol.
Whatever. Yeah.
I
just feel like Lauren hasn't spoken in since the premiere.
And Haiti, too.
Yeah.
Who did you say?
Haiti, right? Haiti?
Oh, hi. Yeah, Heidi. I agree. Yeah, Heidi too.
Yeah,
she's been quiet. I feel like, although I've seen the official, like, I think it's Rob's Fact Checker is the account that posts the confessional count. And I feel like everyone's gotten some confessionals every episode, it seems, but it's just like, I think they're just very quick and, like, kind of nothing. So we don't really learn anything new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is frustrating. At least they're, like, trying to, like, remind us who everyone is.
Who's everyone is? You guys remember everybody's name, right?
Yes.
I try. I do really try. I feel like when I first started watching Survivor, I was, like, really good at that. And now I'm just like, my brain doesn't work like that anymore.
Well, I definitely remember everyone on the current season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, this season for sure.
It's kind of like being a teacher, I feel like. You just, like, you have your class for the year, and that's what, and then it's like, as soon as they're gone, you're just like, you could not tell you anyone's name.
But if you see them, you can tell the name.
Right. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Okay. But if you ask a question, who played on season 41? Not everybody knows who played.
Nasir and the rest, who knows?
And some fans.
It's others. Extras. we have some fun. I just want to see these new dynamics, like you said, Sam. Mm-hmm. Which is also why I would have liked more than one person swapped. I don't know. Like, I just prefer when it's just, like, completely jumbled up, because then you just get, like, a whole new dynamic completely. Now it's just like you get your same dynamic, but with, like, one person swapped out.
Yeah, them not doing any swap anymore, other than now this, like, one person swap in the new era is interesting, because it seems that, like, production and, like, Jeff is, they're so into, like, the chaos of the game, of, like, live tribals, of you know, these kind of, like, crazy blindsides. And I feel like there's a greater potential for that when there's lots of connections to keep track of, you know, people going to different tribes, meeting different people, cross-tribal alliances. And so I was hoping we would see more of a swap here, because when things stay a little stagnant, I don't know, Nasir, if you have any thoughts on that as a tribe that did not go to tribal pre-merge, like, it seems to me that there's a taking away a level of, like, a potential entertainment value as a viewer, because we're not seeing these people interact, and there's a, like, less, like, potential for kind of big shakeups to occur early on in the merge.
I agree with you, because also, like, you know, when having three tribes, I'm not really a fan of three tribes.
Me neither.
Hard to hide, you know, only your six, then it's not that easy. That's why it's all this chaos happens, and that's what really production focusing on, I guess, and the viewers likes about, right? And pretty good viewers. But I won't go back to two tribes, then you will have enough time to talk. You will have enough people to build alliance with, you know. And so, I don't know. Maybe moving forward will be like four tribes, 20 castaways, four tribes. We never know.
And fewer places to hide. I think that this swap, and we know that they love idol plays and they want people to play as many idols as possible. This swap is just manufacturing people like necessitating being having to play idols. Like they're literally only taking one person and putting them into a new situation, and they're giving them an idol that expires like basically after the next two tribal councils or whatever. So there's literally no reason for them not to play the idol, and like it would be ridiculous if they didn't. And so I think they just really over like us seeing these new interactions, they want people to be at tribal council playing idols. And so I think that this is what it's all about.
I agree. Go ahead, Derek. Sorry.
Oh no, you go ahead. I don't know what
I'm saying. No. I really like that. Even though if you have a real idol before they get an extra additional, you know, they want to play. They want that idol to be played every time. Advantage to play, then it's more. Because immediately, if I'm not mistaken, if they play an idol, they do replace an idol. Mm-hmm. So that's how they just get the idol. All right. So it's the excitement keep continuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just gotta keep it going. But I'm curious, will they rehide these like pre-mergy idols? I don't know. I don't know how many idols like production ideally wants in the game at one time.
I guess there's no, I mean, the from a numbers standpoint, there's no real harm in rehiding the pre-merge idols, because I mean, I think there's only going to be one more pre-merge tribal council plus maybe an earn the merge thing.
Well, they did say, they didn't say when the tribes are merged. They said when everyone is living on the same beach.
Oh, okay. So yeah, then there's only one possible. If we're keeping with earning the merge at 12, then next would be the last pre-merge, pre-earn the merge tribal.
Mergatory, please. We have to honor. Yes.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
The more situation before we know exactly when it's going to be merged, at least, you know, it could be one or two episodes can be behind, you know, back or forth, but, you know, and also the vendor, the loved ones visits and...
Yeah, do we think they'll do...
Oh, it's everything in the air.
Mm-hmm. Do we think they'll do loved ones visits ever again, or is it just like COVID killed that forever?
No, I think that they'll do it again. Like, I think that that is a very, I think they love moments like that. I think that it, maybe it didn't happen this production cycle, mm-hmm. but it just feels like something Jeff loves, and I feel like that'll be brought back as soon as it's feasible.
Yeah, I would definitely want that back, because now, since I don't think that you have to quarantine anymore, as long as you have your vaccinations. So when we went, that you had a mandatory quarantine for 7 days, and, you know, then it's so many days there. Then if you bring your loved ones and they have to quarantine, then they have to go through the... Well, it's not that easy yet, I would say. As Sam said, I'm sure it's coming. And those are the things that we grew up. I didn't grow up with that. I started watching season 21 because I was in America, right?
That's fair.
But I would say I can claim that, yet I grew up watching Survivor because I went back and watched every single season.
Yeah, so absolutely.
So you really look forward to that moment, that night, you know. So that's what I really enjoyed. Day 31, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would really love the loved ones. I know some people think they're like, what's the word? They think it's like too sappy, but I don't know. I'm a big softie, so I love the loved ones visits. I would love to see them come back without the scary projected faces on shipwrecks.
the like slideshow
videos
they did in 41 and 42. Mm-hmm.
At Survivor in the New Era is more than ever focused on who these people were before the game. Like, there were we're seeing clips of them before, where they all of the character interactions are based around who they are as a person rather than like how they're relating to the other people there. So like, I think that the loved ones visit is such an easy link into that, and I think that it'll come back eventually. Maybe they'll surprise us this season and it is back.
I want that when I'm going back on that will be the first one, hopefully.
Right, no. Nasir's here. We have to bring all in. Of his, and it's only you are the only person who gets to your loved ones.
then the next day I'll be worried out.
They could never. That'd be so cruel.
They keep playing with idols and new twist, and I'm sure that will come back.
I would hope so, but I also keep. Fingers crossed, one day the auction will come back. I know that. Maybe one day.
Auction plus the whatever food eating challenge.
Yes, they have not done a gross food eating challenge in so long. I forgot about that. Like that's I think another reason why this sort of like focus on tribe strength is an issue, because we don't have variety like that in the challenges anymore. Like you don't have. Like, you can't think, oh, well, like, we don't need all the strong guys around, because there might be a gross food eating challenge, or there might be some sort of, like, mental challenge going on. It's always like, well, we're going to have to, like, fling ourselves off of a triangle in the middle of the ocean. So I guess we probably need, like, strong people around. I hope production is looking into, like, how can we shake things up a little more with the challenges?
It is okay. As the resident listener to On Fire with Jeff Probst,
oh yes,
this week was centered around challenges and design of challenges, etc. Another week where they do not comment on the number of women being voted out, and it just seems that the this would be the perfect time to be like open about being aware of this kind of thing, because literally the reasons women are voted out pre-merge is because of tribe strength mentality. And so you would think that they would want to be like, and of course we're thinking about ways to make it so that like tribe strength and challenge strength could mean so many different things, but they don't talk about it at all. And so it's just like, I agree, Derek, like the removal of these like various, I don't know, just like blindfold challenges or like anything like that is just like, causing issues, to put it lightly.
Yeah.
I would not enjoy blindfold.
You wouldn't?
Because I like to see.
Well, you could be the caller. Yeah, I feel like you could be a good caller.
I can work on that. I can tell them, hey, I have a bad accent, so you will hear very clearly. You know, so that's a positive.
Yeah, that's
true. They'll pick you out very clearly. Pick you,
okay, that is Nasir. He's not really. That's there we go. I mean, but especially if you look at like all these blind, it comes with big puzzle pieces, right?
Mm-hmm. That's still the strength.
So, they want you to like smash into them with like. Ugh. Production is very sadistic sometimes.
Water challenges are pretty good. And
also
like endurance challenges, right? Like in a pole that stay as long as you can. And those are good. I think it will come back.
I hope so. Like I'm thinking of like those challenges, like some one person has to hold a bunch of weight, like those kind of challenges. Like there's so many, like so much history to Survivor they could be drawing on if they wanted to.
So yeah, like
I was just going to ask you: is there any particular challenge in 41 that you did that was your favorite, or like also? What were you going
to
ask?
Oh well, is there one that you didn't get to do?
That's what I was going to ask.
Really want to do.
So, to be honest with you, I enjoy challenges. I love challenges, like physical challenges and stuff. The things, I can say this one. I don't want to do a challenge that I said I'm stepping out to get the rice. The one that you have to stay on your feet. And there's another piece of wood in between your head. And,
sure.
I don't want to do that. But I made it sounds like I'm that worked out perfectly, and I had an item in my pocket too. So then step forward to get the rice instead of playing the other one. So the one that we missed it, you remember, for the fish, I sat down on reward challenge. Mm-hmm. So I want to play that because I want to get that fish or all those fish. You know, we could have then. That is what Heather played on that one. So otherwise, if I played that challenge, then the next one, I'll be the one to sit down. Then for us, we were focusing on more on how we can win challenges. Mm-hmm. Even if I lose, That was my yeah, I want to win challenges because it's safer to be sitting on a bamboo than on tribal council. You know?
Yeah, so, it makes way more. I mean, sometimes we like to like think about like, oh, it'd be way smarter to throw a challenge, but you just never know. Like some, like you could throw a challenge thinking you're the safest person in the world, and then things switch up on you. So, like you said, Nasir, I feel like it's just I'd rather take the guaranteed immunity over like risking it just to get my way.
Yeah, for me, food wise, I'm totally fine. I can find food and eat. You know, but if I can find food for the entire tribe, I'm fine. I'm fine because, right? Like,
yeah.
Why do I have to worry about trying to win? But I want to win the fish. The blue fish looked really nice. Because prior to, a couple of days prior to the challenge, Sydney went and came with a lot of brews and cuts. Mm-hmm. And she came with like 7 or 8 fish. Then she lost 3 out of them. It's a tiny, teeny, like literally 2 inches. Then we shared that too. But then, of course, we catch crab and everything. But compared to that 2 inches fish versus 2 feet, like really like a 12 centimeters, like a, more than that, right? And it's nice and fat, juicy looking. And we don't have to do anything, just cut and, you know. So I want to, yeah, that challenge. I like the challenge. So just come down, done. Good to go.
So I guess your answer to the question is you'll do any challenge as long as there's fish at the end.
I will do any challenges.
Yeah. Challenge, but master. I will.
If it's a gross food eating challenge, I may have challenged eating that what they call the inside the baby chick or whatever.
Oh, the balut.
What they call
balut? Yeah. Balut.
Yeah. What they call the something?
Balut. B-A-L-U-T.
That grows me out. But yeah. Else, but I don't know. Maybe I'm hungry.
I just remember Jeremy said it tasted just like chicken. Like he said it was like delicious. I was like,
oh yeah,
okay.
He went back and had like a second one after they were walking away.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe they do it different in New Jersey, but maybe it is delicious. You don't know.
But you know, at those times, certain days when you get really hungry, you can eat anything. For I remember like when we were in like a days 10 or something, I'm really hungry and that night was raining a little bit. Then you can pick a coconut or like it was tough. Then I went around and tried to find the idol. Before finding the idol, this happened. I saw some nice grubs, you know. So I'm like, okay, if I don't find a coconut, I'm going to eat you. You know, so I had my, you know, I'm ready and I was saving that. But never I ate that part, though, but I was able to catch some crab and, you know, it was good.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts on eating worms?
Yeah, I was just going to ask the worms. Would you be eating worms with Jamie?
Kudos to her, okay? She did great. But how many grams of protein are you really going to get out of it?
Not much.
Probably.
You'd have to eat a lot of worms.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, and that's fun though. But you can a coconut for that, right? But
my question was like, I'm like, didn't she just eat it raw? Like, why wouldn't you like at least cook it? Like, that's my problem. I would not be down with just like slurping a worm straight from the ground.
I can. If you cook it, then you have to share it.
Yeah,
that's a good point, Sam. Yeah, if you cook anything, yeah, you have to share it.
I don't know. I feel like would people be clamoring for like cooked worm? I feel like they'd be like, no, Jamie, you can have that all to yourself. I'm good.
Go ahead, girl.
If it's one worm, it's nothing. If you, like, for an example, you're holding in a plate, then they have a bunch and eating that way, you feel something, it's going in.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even want to think about that.
Would you Would you eat the worm?
Oh, if Jamie threw a worm at me, absolutely. No, I mean,
I guess if you're on Survivor, like I would be sure. I would try it once,
like,
I guess.
If someone like suggested it, like if I were on Route 2 and Jamie were like, let's eat worms, I would, because then it's like a bonding experience. Like, sure. Okay, I'll eat worms with you. But I do not think I would have the impulse to be like, let's eat worms. So if offered a worm, I would eat a worm. But I would not seek out worms, I think is my final answer.
Christine, you're such a game bot. I had no idea.
I am. No, because it's like, and it is part of the adventure, but I probably would like, that would be very much a last resort for me.
Well, I think Jamie did it for fun too at the same time.
Jamie just loved it.
She's enjoying the moment out there.
I did love this episode when she arrived at Soka camp. She said, "I came, I saw, I conquered." when she arrived, which I like to think she conquered the worms. She ate worms.
Her entire entrance to the camp is quotable. She's like, "I did what I needed to do on Ratu, and now I'm here to do the same thing on Soka." Like, I love her leaving the Ratu beach being like, "Done. I did an amazing job. Now to do it again."
Well, because that is what's going to happen, right? When you get to merge, you have to meet these people regardless, right? The other tribe. Then it's an opportunity for her to already to know and talk at least somewhere. Otherwise, when you get to merge, then again, you are starting again from all the way from A to Z again, right? Then the person that you are already have your alliance, see that you're talking to someone else, then that's more question, more doubts. So at least she's playing the game, and you know. What do you think about Lauren about the challenge, last challenge? She was really good. Mm-hmm. Right?
Flopped into the water.
Oh man. That looked so painful.
I saw she shared on Instagram last night or day before yesterday. Oh, that should be like, whoa. I can't even think about how much of painful.
Yeah, your belly would be so red. Like, oof, that would suck.
But kudos to Lauren for jumping in on the puzzle, because she threw herself into the puzzle and like got that comeback. So they didn't like do too much to highlight that, but I was only on rewatch. Was like, oh, she did the puzzle. Like,
yeah, she did the puzzle.
Like, good for her. Like, you know, really, really came through with that, even after a rough go of it.
Jumping,
Jam really slowed down his tribe. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they would have missed the puzzle too.
Yeah, it's tough. Poor guy. That must just feel like so. I mean, I don't know if you've talked to Tiffany about that, but that just must feel like so embarrassing, or just like, I'm like, it probably feels like it's like lasting hours when you're just like, I just have to do this one thing and my tribe will be okay, and you just can't get it done. Like, that would be really awful.
Yeah, the balancing beam, that is where he really was stuck, right? There's two beams. Just if you're really good at balancing and if you do yoga and all kind of stuff, which I don't. You know, you can take your time and move on. It's okay. Otherwise, just fly through it, you know, just go away. Otherwise, just sit. That's what happened for us when we were doing. We had one of those, part of the challenge was balance beam, right, with Tiffany and everybody. Mm-hmm. So then I tried to just cruise it through it. I couldn't. Then I fell down. Then I came back again. Then I, started to use that part and my hands, like, you know, that is how you have to get out.
You just get it done.
Get it done. But it's tough. It's easy to say.
Yeah, of course. Jam. Yeah. Jam has other strengths, clearly. So, you know, we can't all be amazing balance beam people.
No. Not me. Before we move into the end game of the show, I just I just want to bring up Jamie one more time. I do kind of hope that Soka goes to next tribal council, so that what happens is she goes up and she's like, they go to vote, and Jeff's like, "Is anybody playing Hidden Mignano?" And she goes, "Here, I'm playing this one." And Jeff's like, this is fake. And then she's like, "Oh wait, try this one." She hands the premier title. I think that she would probably just play the premier title and keep the one on B, but you know, could be a fun moment.
Yeah, let's go. I think she'll play the premier one. So
Sadly, my fantasy won't be coming true. But oh well. I have a couple questions from people for Nasir. Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is from Wendy Was Robbed on Twitter, and I've never heard the story before, so you'll have to confirm or deny if this is true. But they say that apparently Nasir was torn on who to vote for a winner between Erica and Deshaun. So much so, it was rumored he shouted who he was voting for at the voting urn, like. What does that mean? Is this any modicum of truth?
Yes, it is true.
You were shouting during
your vote. Why did you see it?
I told out loud, and I stood up and told them that I'm voting for Erica.
Like who? Who did you tell? Yeah.
In front of everyone.
you announced it to the room.
So you weren't torn between Erica and Deshaun. You were like, I'm definitely doing Erica.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
Beautiful. And then this is from Zach at the Fruity Fruit, who says, who's someone from 42 or 43 that you wish you got to play with? Maybe from 42 or 43, someone swapped onto the Luwu tribe.
From 42? Oh man, there are so many players from 42 and 43. I would say almost everyone.
Very, very political of you, Nasir. In case you have to go play with all of them. And finally, we usually ask this at the beginning of the show, but Nasir, do you have like a favorite Survivor juror from the past? Someone who sticks out in your mind?
I would say Christian.
Ooh, nice. That's a good pick. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what exactly he has. He asked so many questions, and that finale went really, asking questions went really long, or I would say so many questions, but after all, even still, he's asking, that's it? We have more questions, you know? No, Christian is pretty good, though.
Great.
Yeah, that's a great answer. We love Christian.
Slay. Well, then, Nasir, do you... Oh, wait, did you want to say something?
Who?
Oh, I thought I heard Christine.
Oh, no, I was laughing.
We were just laughing. Oh. We just love you so much, Sam. It just comes out.
Nasir, we are going to do plugs, and then we're going to talk about Edric. Do you want to talk about Edric with us? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Do you mind if I skip?
No,
you're
good.
That's why we do plugs now, so you can announce. Yeah.
Do you have anything you would like to plug? Direct. You were doing YouTube stuff last time you were here. Is there anything else? Yeah. Or anything you're doing?
I was doing YouTube. I stopped. Got busy with family stuff and work. Right. And still Instagram. And you can see me at Nasir Muttalib wherever. You know. So, all good. All good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will find you there. I mean, if you're not following Nasir, you're not a real...
You're not living.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. But I want to say thank you, Derek and Sam. Christine, very nice to meet you. And you are always yes for you all. You know.
Oh, thank you. We love having you
as
on.
If I am busy or with work related or anything. Otherwise, you know. Even weekend, so I enjoy this, so definitely.
Nasir, we love having you on. You're one of our most frequent guests, honestly. This is your fourth.
You've been on every season.
This is your fourth time on the show. We love having you.
See, I have family home here, Survivor family. I have podcast family here.
Yes.
Family and relationship, right?
Yes. You're a family man. well, thank you so much, Nasir, for joining us. We'll let you go. We'll free you from, you know, talking about Survivor nerds, the dumb, for the rest of your weekend.
For at least a little bit. I'm sure you'll be talking about it more.
Until season 45.
Yeah.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Again. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a sweet angel boy who I love to speak with.
Thank you so. Yes, we love you, Nasir. Yes. Okay. Well, shall we do our plugs?
Yeah, we shall do our plugs. Okay. In case anyone else would like to make like the Nasir and leave Edric, you can find me on Twitter at @xteen_files, on Instagram at @thexteenfiles. You can read my writing on Inside Survivor. And then, if you would like to listen to the Shadow Play Gays, me and Derek's Uchina podcast, gay anime, you can. And then, of course, Stanawatu still exists on the internet if you'd like to listen to that. So I think that's it for me.
Hell yeah. You can follow me at RainDirix on Twitter. I think that's about it for me. Follow us at BitterJurisPod, Twitter, Instagram. The end.
Slay. You can follow me at Sam Stanish only on Instagram. I deactivated my Twitter this week. and I hope to never return.
Good for you.
I know it's huge. I'm figuring it out. Anyway, you can follow my other podcast, Buffy Boyfriends. We're in a little bit of a hiatus because we're just such busy boys lately. but we'll be back very shortly after these messages, vibes. And you can read my newsletter, Do You Want to Hang Out, about stuff that I'm doing that I want to see you at. And I think that's about it for now.
Yes. Next week we'll be BJ Pod partially live.
Oh my god, yeah, wait. Okay, like if there are people in New York who want to come hang out with us, maybe get in touch with us and we could do like a little mini meetup.
Yes, I will not be in New York for a Survivor episode. Unforge, but you know, yeah, I'll be there for the whole weekend, so would love to. I don't know if I would love to talk like just Survivor with people, but I'll talk some Survivor and then other things.
We've got to figure out how we're doing the podcast next weekend.
I know. I mean, I'm bringing my stuff, my laptop and mic and stuff, so it'll happen. It'll be the exact same. We'll probably just be in like different rooms.
We got to get together at least. You and me.
Yes.
Okay, but regardless, moving on, edic wise, what's up? I have not really been analyzing, I would say.
not many thoughts going on. I will say, like, we talked about, like, Heidi still not getting a ton of content, but there was still, like, at the top of this episode, we got a confessional from her. Like, obviously, the Josh thing did not pan out this episode, but that could be potentially... I don't know. Like, I feel like, again, we're still being, like, there's enough groundwork laid for Heidi. I would not say with any confidence I think she's winning, but, like, it just feel like she's being built as, like, a long-term strategic character on Soka, and we just happen to not see too much of her because Soka's only gone the one time.
Yeah, we check in on her. That is true. Yeah, the Josh thing is, I feel like, everything that happened with Josh in this episode was just to like make him seem like a dum-dum. Like,
yeah, totally.
Which I felt bad for because it's like they showed him say multiple times, like, I was in a great position. Even though like that moment at the top of the episode was like, Josh is going home next and it's like set in stone.
That was like the best scene where Josh was like, everything went according to plan. Claire went home, and it's great because I feel really close to Franny and Matt, and I also feel really close to Heidi and Danny. And then they cut to the four of them talking, and they're like, well, obviously Josh is going home next. And then, like, Franny, I don't even remember what happened, but, like, all four of them were together, and Franny was like, okay, so, yeah, we're targeting Josh next, right? And Danny's like, yeah, obviously. The four of us talking, like, it was so good. And, yeah, Josh is just like, I'm awesome.
Yeah, which I loved.
I loved at Tribal Council when they started reading votes for Josh, and he was like, I knew it.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, obviously they're voting for you.
I love it. Josh is, like, so fun, which makes me sad that they've, like, kept him very quiet and hidden from us. Like, he's such a fun person, and now part of the first, like, all openly queer Survivor tribe, which we love.
Yes. So true.
The Yas tribe.
What did we think about Jam Jam in this episode? Because he did not come out of it looking great.
I was like feeling good, like fine about Jam Jam's edit, especially like the fact that he got a what do we want to call that? Like, he was on the mat when Jeff talked to him, like
Matt talk,
yeah. And so, but then like this just made him look like were they trying to make him look like a tyrant? Was that the vibe they were going for? It was weird. Like, I feel like we don't like. When we get these sort of like tyrant edits, it's like, I feel like they're not long for the game.
I wasn't getting tyrant. Feel like a lot of the conversation around at Tribal was sort of like Jam Jam. They were letting him be like, I feel like I'm telling jokes and it's maybe not coming across like as I intend. And they even had Sarah like backing him up in that, where she was like, yeah, like sometimes Jam Jam is this way. But Carolyn receives it in a different way. Necessarily getting, like, I wouldn't put him at the top of my list of people who I think is going to necessarily win. I don't think he has like the storyline that we would want, but who knows in a new era vibes, blah blah blah. I don't think it was like bad necessarily, and I loved him being like shocked at the end. They needed to set that up.
I guess what like stuck in my craw was when that scene, and I guess it was maybe more so just to set up why Carolyn wasn't working with him this episode, but was when he was like dictating to the vote to her and she was like not okay with that. I feel like Carolyn is like set up like we're supposed to sympathize with her first. So I think that's where my disconnect came from with Jam Jam there, but I agree, Sam. I feel like if we are getting like our first gay winner in almost 10 almost 30 seasons, like I feel like they would kind of try to build that up more, right? Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if anything, this episode, it's like, it wasn't great for Jam Jam, but like, if anything, this feels like we're setting up for another, like a longer term kind of back and forth relationship with Carolyn and Jam Jam. I'm really curious where this goes now. Because after like the first tribal they went to, you're like, oh, great. Like, they're like a dynamic duo. They're going to be like, I just didn't even think that they would have this kind of conflict. And so I'm really interested to see where this goes, because this could be like part of their story. Like we're already seeing the premiere preview for next week. It's looking messy over there. but I feel like I need a little more time with this storyline to know like what this is going to mean for either of them.
Yeah, what are we building towards? I will say though that it is good that they like intentionally went out of their ways to show us why they were having this tension. Yeah. Like if they didn't care about this like relationship and like Jam Jam and Carolyn weren't important to the story, I feel like we just suddenly would be like Carolyn's with Josh and we wouldn't really get stuff. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Not to be clinically put in a mental asylum, but I, you know, I'm not completely done with my Jamie truthism.
I love brainworms train.
Yeah. I literally feel like she has a lot of good stuff in her edit, even though like we view her as this like camp queen who like is like very funny. I think that all of the story beats have been there. Like she's worm eating, she's loving adventure, she's like having fun, and like the confessional where she's like, I came, I saw, I conquered, I did what I needed to do. Like that's hilarious, but it's played completely straight in the story. Yeah. Like it's only funny on like a meta level watching it. It's not like the show is being like, remember all these moments she fucked up? Like I feel like we're like supposed to be sympathetic with her too.
I'm not willing to go as far as to call myself a Jamie truther. but I like the way you think, and I will support you in this line of thinking.
Thank you. Yeah, and then I feel like generally a lot of the people we've been being like, hey, what about this? What, remember this? Everybody's be like, hey, Matthew. I feel like he still looks good, and I feel like Carson is still like a major character. So it's kind of like, I feel like, you know, we're all just talking. We're all still so skittish.
We're
scared. Yeah, I mean, it's not looking good for Miss Matthew. Next week.
I'm confused. Like, is it gonna be a medevac, or is it like, I feel like maybe this is, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe it's his winter journey. Like he was almost like taken out of the game, but he stayed in and persevered, and like, I don't know. I feel like Matthew, but like we said last week, Matthew like literally has like a picture perfect winter edit. Like, so I'm starting to lean more towards you, Christine, where it like feels too good to be true though.
It really
I definitely don't think he is the winner, but I think that he's very like the edit is there. I think he's very Jesse, very Omer, very Ricard. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like he's the final boss, as people to say lately. That the winner, Jamie, will eventually need to take out to prove that she's the winner or whatever, that kind of thing.
When she gets a brand new advantage that's called the power up advantage, and it turns your fake idol into a super idol.
Honestly, like if there was like something, like if you collect all the fake ones, it becomes one real one. I'd be down.
Exodia.
it's giving Exodia down.
I don't know what that word means.
From Yu-Gi-Oh! If you collect all five hidden immunity idols, every other contestant is eliminated and you win.
And Jamie will be the first to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what Ben Dreeberger did.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Five idols.
I mean, yeah, is there anything else to say? I really didn't have many thoughts about this episode other than I do not think it's looking good for Matthew on like just shoulder wise.
Yeah, I feel like I was kind of high on Franny for a bit, but I think her edit is kind of stagnating. I really don't know her actual thoughts on Matt. Like, we've had implications, like, she
it's
doesn't really care.
It's inconsistent. It's inconsistent, yeah.
It makes me sad because I feel like she's like such a fun person, but it's also, yeah, the edit is not telling a winner story for her, honestly. I guess if it's a green tribe person, it's like, I think Heidi is like the answer there. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know. This is
Jamie's on green tribe now. You can say Jamie.
Complex tribe theory is back, yeah, baby.
Although I will say, Survivor Fact Checker pointed out to me that there's been six seasons in the past where the women were the first four people to be voted out, and none of them have produced a female winner.
Yeah.
It's worrying, but, you know, Jamie can break any record she wants.
There were like four seasons where a woman was voted out, like first four are gone, and then three seasons where it was like three women were voted out, but there was like a medevac or something, and all seven of them were won by men.
It's even worse than that. It's like there are four seasons where the first four people voted out were women, and then there are three seasons now, including Survivor 44, that has the first four people being voted out women, but there's also a man who was like medically evacuated or something in the first whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then there are zero seasons where the first four people voted out were men. You know,
zoinks.
Sample sizes, blah, 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 but bad. Okay.
Let's make it happen.
Final segment, tribal council.
Yes.
Who are we voting out this week? Or what?
Free idols.
Truly.
Yeah.
I don't need to elaborate. Just like, you should not be handing them out like candy. I think it was like fair in this instance to like have there be an opportunity for an idol given the circumstances of this swap. But like when they walked up and it was just like, here's an idol. It's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. What are we doing?
Free idols, bad swaps. I'm taking them all out. There is one moment that I liked that came out of this whole kerfuffle. There's a part where Carson gets to Ratu and he's sitting down and they're like, he's explaining what was going on, and he's like, so I read this sign and it said you're going to another tribe, and I was like, that's not much of a congratulations. And it really tickled me.
Yeah. That twunk is very silly.
Derek, are you voting anything out this week?
Let's see. What do I want to vote out? I'm voting out winter weather. Just snow, ice, sleet, whatever. I'm done with her. It's springtime. Puxatawny Phil, you're over. Like, I don't care. That's who I'm voting out. It's just weather that makes you feel like, are humans supposed to live in this climate? I don't know.
How dare you come for one of the most famous Pennsylvanians?
That says a lot about Pennsylvania.
That's father to me.
What's a do animals have special parent names? Like, you know how they have like child names
or like group names? That's a good idea. Yes. I mean, that's a good thing. I don't know.
Now we need to figure out so you can be like, that's whatever, the version of a groundhog.
Indeed.
groundhog. Slay. Yes.
Slay.
And Sam? What are we voting out this week?
Oh, I tacked on to free idols, bad swaps, false. Just do a full swap.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's good. I agree with that.
I had to laugh that we've been like begging for them to bring back a swap, and they said, here's the worst way we could bring that back. Here you go.
The monkey's paw like, of it all.
Literally. Like, I have to laugh. It's just, of course.
And because even the premarital is something that people have been like, hey, we love when there's like an expiration date on these things, yeah. Like two tribal councils, premarital, great. But it's like, don't put it in when you've already introduced six idols, both real and fake, to the game. Just like, just calm down.
Yeah, I agree. Full, like, 10-person tribes, full swap. If not that, let's just go crazy, do 10 two-person tribes. Why not?
Perfect.
Why not?
Verse swap, is that anything? No.
Verse swap.
No. Verse swap. Regardless, I gotta go. So I
oh, yes. Okay, thank you all so much for listening, everyone. Thank you again to Nasir for coming on.
Yes.
Love him.
We'll see you all checking if we have any reviews to read. I feel like I've forgotten to talk about this, but you know, babies, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'd love it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
There is not one. We haven't had one since November, and we would love one soon.
Pleak.
Pleak.
Yes, thank you all for listening. Review us and have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone.
Thanks. Bye. For
Bye. Thanks. Bye.